WRCOFM Radio Sports, brought to you today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. By Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club. We'll have a look back at high school basketball from last night, and we'll preview state wrestling today as well.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Good morning with Sports on WRCOFM. I'm Adam Hess. The Highland Cardinals and Ithaca Bulldogs battled in a boys' regional semifinal game last night at Highland, and Phil Nee was there.
The Highland Cardinals are moving on to the regional championship boys basketball game after a victory against the Ithaca Bulldogs Friday night, 79-57. The Cardinals jumped out strong. Ithaca's only lead in the game was 2-0. They were down by 24 points at one point. Highland led 44-22 at halftime. The Bulldogs had an amazing comeback in the second half and got within 3 points at 48-45 before the Cardinals got going again and took the lead back up to a comfortable distance. For Highland, Michael Esser had 21 points and led all scorers. Wes Kreisinger had 16, 12 points for John Dreschmeyer, 8 apiece for Bennett Smith and Caden Washa, 5 points for Landis Newberry, and 3 for Gavin Shemick. For the Bulldogs, Sammy Clary scored 14, 13 for Cody Burns, Casey Pomering added 12, 8 points scored by Devin Iam, and 4 points apiece from Ethan Burkram and Wesley Nelson. The Bulldogs made 8 threes. They were 3 of 9 from the free throw line. Highland connected on 7 threes and made 11 of 14 from the line. They improved to 23-3 and now will play Royal tonight after the Panthers' victory against Kickapoo. The Bulldogs saw their season end at 19-7, and the high school basketball careers of these seniors is now over. Dante Kleinsaucer, Casey Pomering, Wesley Nelson, Sammy Clary, and Xander Sorensen. Once again, the final score Friday night, 79-57, Highland over Ithaca in WIAA Boys Semifinal Regional Basketball. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Staying in Division 5, as you heard Phil mention, Highland picked up the win, so did Royal over Kickapoo. It was Potosi defeating Seneca 74-51, North Crawford a 73-52 victory over River Ridge, Southwestern 69, Schulzburg 41, Barneveld 81-72 over Fall River, Abundant Life Christian 88, Pecatonica 44, and Belmont 61-55 over Argyle. In Division 4, Cuba City outlasted Fenimore in overtime 47-43. Darlington a big win over Belleville 72-50. Number 1, Mineral Point over Iowa Grant 79-36. Lancaster defeating Parkview 94-67. Checking Division 3, Platteville ended Richland Center's season last night 64-53. River Valley upset New Glarus 62-59. Wisconsin Dells 79, Broadhead 71. Lodi a win over Dodgeville by a final of 81-58. Division 2, Wauwatosa West over Golden Mare 80-59, Onalaska 87, Toma 60. Mosania 75-74 victory over Sparta. Mount Horeb routing Monroe 70-30. It was a win for McFarland in an upset by a point, 60-59 over Stoughton. Beaver Dam upset Sauk Prairie 67-55. And number 1, Brookfield Central held serve against DeForest 73-55. The 34th annual WIAA State Team Wrestling Tournament is taking place this weekend at the Fieldhouse on the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison The tournament started yesterday. It will continue today. Last night's Division I quarterfinals, Kaukauna defeated West Allis Hale, Holman over Muskego. Bayport ended Reedsburg's season and Arrowhead over Waukesha West, which set up the semifinals, Kaukauna defeating Holman, Arrowhead against Bayport, Arrowhead victorious. The finals today at 3 p.m., Kaukauna versus Arrowhead. Division II semifinals this morning at 10 a.m. will have a local team involved. It's Fenimore taking on Coleman and St. Croix Falls versus Kewaskum. The winners of those two matches will be featured in the Division II championships. Division III semifinals today, another local team, Mineral Point, will take Stratford on, and Wyawega Fremont faces off against Oostburg. The Division III championship will see the winners of those two matches against one another.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.